Hey, you know what else it is? It is the first day of May, and who better to help us welcome May Day than Larry Weber? Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to May. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and I'll come back to that in a moment. May is one of these months that has things happening so much that it's hard to pick things to talk about. Let's look back at April for just a second. We had some mild days, including yesterday, but the overall temperature of the month was below normal. We had lots of windy days. Perhaps that had something to do with it. But we were about 2.5 degrees below normal. The warmest day for the entire month was yesterday. Now, there are many places that got into the 70s, but the Weather Service reported 66 degrees yesterday. The cold, we never got really chilly. Now, we had a lot of days in the 30s. But the coldest temperature recorded was back about mid-month when we had in the mid-teens. Precipitation-wise is an interesting statistic. We got rain this week, but overall we were way below normal for precipitation. And when that happens in April, of course, there's a possibility of fire hazards, and that's been going on for some time. Snow-wise, we were also quite a bit below normal, less than half normal, and pretty much all of our snow is gone by now. Well, other things of note, what do we look forward to in May? We get to look forward to a temperature that gets warmer. The average temperature will be over 50 degrees. There are many times in May we get to 80s. I have seen 90s in May. Precipitation-wise, we are the beginning of during this month, we will be starting the beginning of our raining season. We were going to notice some rain this week. It's interesting just how much rain is going to fall in May after having a dry April. And then you can't overlook the possibility of snow. Last year, most of us have a memory that goes back 1 year, but last year it was a record-setting May. We had over 13 inches of snow, and when we consider the average is less than a half, yes, things happen in May. Lots of things happen in May. One of the first things we're going to see, of course, is this week is the full moon. The days continue to get longer. The nights get shorter, but when we have a full moon, we will have brightness for a long period of time. We are at right now the waxing quarter phase, and that will move towards the full moon on the 7th. The sunrises now are before 6 o'clock in the morning. Sunsets after approaching 8:30, so that's about 14 and a half hours of daylight. The very long days and the possible rain will be happening in May. Now, what does that do? That brings in the migrants. Lots and lots of migrants. We've been seeing migrants for the last 6 weeks pretty often, but not in the big numbers like we will see in May. I had a chance to finally see and hear a hermit thrush this week, ruby-crowned kinglet, broad-winged hawk, a white-throat sparrow, a red-winged blackbird. This is an interesting thing. I've been watching the red-winged blackbird since they came back in late March, but those are only the males, and they were sitting on territory and singing. Finally, this week, after almost a month, the females joined them, and I was watching a few females this morning. I mentioned white-throat sparrow. Another kind of sparrow I'd seen this week was the savannah sparrow. Swallows are showing up. More kinds of warblers. Now, that's going to be really interesting in May. The first warbler migrant every year is always the yellow-rumped warbler, and the reason for that is that they winter just in the southern states in the United States. They don't go all the way to Central America like most of the warblers do. There are a couple of other warblers that do the same thing. They winter in the United States, and so they're one of the first ones to show up. But we will start seeing, and probably as early as next week, we will start seeing the warblers that wintered in Central America. And when they start to show up, they are absolutely fascinating. I keep on repeating this, but it's worth repeating. We have 26 species of warblers that show up every spring. One of the best places in the country to see various warblers. And, yes, when they show up, they are small birds. They flit around, and despite the name warbler, meaning sing, many of them sing, but they don't really sing that loud or that often. There are exceptions, but for the most part, you have to be patient and doing a lot of looking around to see the warblers. Not only are they flitting around in the trees, this is also the time that the trees start opening their leaves. So they get a little bit hard to see. They're a bit of a challenge, but they're worth it. Vireos start to show up. Orioles, grosbeak, hummingbirds, other thrushes, marsh sparrows, wrens, sandpipers, all these things start to show up as we get deeper into the month of May. And so there's plenty, plenty, plenty going on. Now, if that's not enough, it's also the time that many of the mammals have their babies. And it's not unusual to see already baby rabbits and squirrels and chipmunks in our yard. And certainly if we haven't yet, we will soon. Various insects. Now, we have seen a number of butterflies so far. The butterflies that we have seen up to this point are the ones that hibernate for the winter, and then they come out early in the spring and bask in the sun and so forth. Well, we are going to start to see this next week. We are going to start to see the butterflies that are opening from a chrysalis. In the world of moths, we call it a cocoon, but in the world of butterflies, it's called a chrysalis. The very first one to do this is a tiny blue butterfly. So if you see a little blue butterfly in your yard this next week, that's a butterfly called the spring azure, and they are the first ones to open up from their chrysalis. Other things of note, the trees, as I said, are starting to open their leaves. The number one in this is a little tree called elderberry, also known as redberry elder. I have a few around my house, and I've been watching every day, and yes, the leaves are reaching out from it, and not only do they have their leaf buds opening now, but they also carry the buds of the flowers, which will be in bloom in a couple of weeks. Lilac are starting to join in, as are gooseberry and raspberry, so we're seeing plenty of leaving, and by next week we'll see even more. Forsythia, this is really interesting. The forsythia that we had by our house just suddenly decided to come in bloom. It looked like it got blown down during the winter. It looked like it may not even survive, but oh, yes, it's there. And then yesterday, I took a walk at Jay Cook State Park for wildflowers. The conditions were just perfect. We had a mild day, plenty of sunlight. Previous 2 days, we had rain. Now, you put those together, and these spring wildflowers were starting to show up. I went out there expecting to see four kinds. I expected to see the hepatica, which had already started to bloom the previous week. And then I expected to see bloodroot, spring beauty, and wood anemone. And yes, I was able to find all three of them. But then as I continued to walk, I found more. I found both white and yellow trout lilies in bloom, which is a little bit early for them. Wild ginger in bloom. And then at a wet site, I found marsh marigold, what some people call cowslip. I found that in bloom as well. While you're walking around looking at the wildflowers on the forest floor, also please note this. I saw yesterday the first fiddlehead of the season showing up. A fiddlehead is the fern. Ferns live underground in a stem. The part that sticks above ground, the leaf, is known as a frond, and every spring, instead of growing a new stem, the stem that's there underground puts forth new leaves coming out, new fronds, and they unroll in what's called a fiddlehead. And yes, they are worth taking a look at. There are several kinds of ferns that have some really impressive fiddleheads. Also, this is interesting this morning. I have been talking about how we get an early spring trio of frogs calling, the chorus frogs, wood frogs, spring peepers. Last night I went out at dusk, and the spring peepers were the ones that are most dominating. Well, this morning when I took my walk, that trio became a quartet. The fourth one, the leopard frog, has started to call now as well. So, yes, Lisa, welcome to May, and keep your eyes open. There's going to be a tremendous amount to see. And keep the ears open. There's a tremendous amount to hear besides KUMD.
Oh, so, gosh, I can't wait. I can't wait, Larry.
Okay, well, take care. Enjoy.
Thank you much, Larry Weber, this morning our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on KUMD.